Today on episode number 387 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/387. We have a quick because of my podcast story. We've got some Stitcher news. We've got some bad news, a bad report from our, well, I was going to say from our friends at Spreaker, maybe not after this report. We've also got a great little itty bitty tip you can do to promote people interacting with you on your podcast. We have some great tips from the Ask the Podcast Coach. I got a clip where my buddy Jim Collison is talking about what he does to deal with guests and to make that whole interview go smooth. Then I'm going to talk about getting the noise out of your life and out of your podcast. Merry Christmas to all, and hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very much. I realize this time of year, it is the holiday time. We're busy. We got a lot of hustle over there, a little bustle over there. And the fact that you're taking the time out of your day to come here and talk about podcasting, I am deeply, deeply appreciated. If you're new to the show, look, this is the show for the serious hobbyist, for the business owner looking for more publicity, a better understanding of their client, because we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording, all points in between. And I bring my, 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone. I flatten the learning curve in a jargon-free zone so that we can have a little fun while we chat about podcasting. If you'd like to chat with me, I would love to hear from you. Speaking of chat, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. That's all my contact information. And if you're listening to this during the week of December 23rd, 2013, I'm on vacation from the day gig this week, and I'll be manning the chat a lot. We'll be talking about 2014 a little bit today. And we've got a because of my podcast story coming up. In fact, let's go ahead and get to that. You know me, I like to get right to the meat and potatoes. And this is actually from, I can't remember if I played this clip or not, so I'm going to play it anyway. This is from the New Media Show, one of my favorite new podcasts. You can find it over at New Media Show. And this is Caleb Bacon. And this is a guy that writes for TV. Well, you'll hear. Here it is. You can find this over at newmediashow.com.
Podcasting has brought me more opportunities.
Yep.
To make money and other things. Like there's a magazine article I'm writing now that I don't think I can say what it is yet. But like that's something because of my podcast. The TV show I write on, Sullivan & Son, a sitcom on TBS, they asked me to host the official Sullivan & Son podcast, you know, as a result of my podcast. And so that was a great, great thing. You got to interview all the actors and other writers and producers and put out 12 of those shows to go with the season that we had on the summer. That was a fantastic thing. So I think podcasting can, you know, lead down different paths that'll make you some dough, even if it's not as simple as an advertiser each episode.
And there you have it. Pretty cool stuff. A lot of stuff, again, because of my podcast. So if you have one of those stories, for the record, I have nothing for next week. So if you can answer that question, because of my podcast, blank, email it in. If you want to record it yourself, you can go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And there's a button right there that'll lead you to where you can click. If you have a microphone plugged in, record it that way. You can also call it in. It's toll free, 888-563-3228.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave.
I just know I looked at Santa instead of feeling, you know, hope and love and look at Santa. I just wanted to go punch him in the face. I want to go, look, Santa, look. Screw you, Santa. Screw you and the reindeer you came in on, man. What? What's my name? My Cole? I got your Cole right here, Santa. You want a piece of this, Santa? Come on, bring it. Bring it, fat man. I will own you, the elves, the whole toy factory. Bring it on, fat man.
Check us out at betterdave.com.
All right, one of the things that I like to do that I feel is my duty, and I, you know, I always say podcasting since 2005, and not that that's a big deal, but there is a certain advantage of that, and that is I have seen it before. And back in the day, yes, children gather around, back in the day, there was this website called Mevio, which, actually, let's back it up even, there was a a website called Pod Show. And I was part of the Pod Show network. We were all going to quit our day jobs. Yeah, maybe not. And when they were still Pod Show, they would go out and take people's shows and put it on their network. They would host your media, and they would then, you could go to your show's listing on podshow.com at the time, except they had a link there to your RSS feed that wasn't your RSS feed. Now, let's back up a second. For those of you that are new to the game, an RSS feed in the podcasting world is kind of like a radio station signal. So let's say I'm broadcasting at 100.7. WMMS, home of the buzzard. And I decide to move down the dial to, 98.5. Well, that would be something that I could do because I control the station. What Podshow is doing is they're taking my 100.7 and saying, oh, here, if you want to listen to this station, tune in to 92.3. And you're like, no. And they would basically take my show and broadcast it at a different frequency out of my control. That was bad. Very, very bad. Do not mess with somebody's feed. We talk about that. If you've seen my YouTube channel, I talk about how important it is to do that. And so what is happening now is I have been using Spreaker. I started off using Spreaker when I first kicked off the Ask the Podcast Coach show. That's a live show I do Saturday mornings, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/live. And I was just playing with live tools. You know me, I like to play with stuff. And Spreaker came along and said, hey, look, you can get your podcast into iHeartRadio, which I do. You can find Ask the Podcast Coach on iHeartRadio.com. And you know what? Before you, when you click on play, you'll get to watch an ad that I get zero on. Now, for the record, I don't care. It is more exposure, but I have no idea how much exposure because there are no stats. So there are those that speculate, and that's all this is, that Clear Channel may not be having the best of times with so many things vying for your attention. And they just said, hey, let's let anybody put something on this application and we'll put ads in front of it to make up some revenue. That's an idea. That's a concept. Not saying that's the truth, but saying that's something that we might want to ponder. And the other thing it does is when you're on Spreaker, if you actually wanted to use them as a media host, which not really, no, they don't make my recommendation. You could have your own, again, frequency coming from their own RSS feed from Spreaker. Well, when you say yes to iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio says, no, I'm the only one that can listen to that, which again is kind of weird. Well, they just came out with a new feature, and this is what I want to kind of say, yeah, this is bad, is you can take your RSS feed, your radio station frequency, and say, Spreaker, listen to this, and they will suck your podcast into their site. You don't have to recopy it. You don't have to do anything. Just whoosh, show notes and all, with no links, by the way. But what they don't tell you is when they bring over your media file that's now going to be stored on their website, so they're not pointing people to your Libsyn account. They're not pointing people to your Blueberry account. No, they're making another copy of your show on their website. Okay, whatever. They then remove all the ID3 tags, not even the show name, just gone. They swap out the image in the MP3 tag. Now, what ID3 tags are, when you listen to a show and a little image comes up on your phone, depending on what app you're using, or if you're listening on Windows Media Player or iTunes and a little picture comes up, that's an ID3 tag. We'll actually talk about those a little later. I've got a promotion tip for that. Yeah, they take it out and they replace it with an image that is much smaller and really not designed to do that. And it looks really, really caca poo poo. Thank you, Mixler. And then they reformatted it to 128 kilobits per second stereo, which in theory, my shows are typically 64, meaning mono. So they take my mono file and they convert it to a stereo file, which makes no sense. It doesn't do anything, because you can't make something mono sound stereo. And anytime you convert a file, it's typically not a good idea. It's a copy of a copy of a copy. If you've ever, you know, somebody has If you go to a place, like I know in my training center, we have a little map with all the places you can eat around the training center. And it's almost unreadable because we keep making copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. And that's kind of the same thing. The more you tweak a format, the more times you're just going to lose a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. So the interesting thing is, and they then put a link on the Spreaker site that, hey, subscribe to this podcast by using this RSS feed. That's not pointing to my RSS feed. That is bad. That is evil in my book. You are stealing my feed. You are stealing my content. And it's bad. It's exactly what Podshow did. There was a huge outcry. They're like, hey, you're stealing my stuff. And the other thing is, if let's say somebody subscribes to your show on Spreaker. So let's say again, that's, you know, they took my 100.7 frequency, they put it into theirs, and they say, look, listen over here at whatever, 95.5. Well, then later you change your feed because you change your website or something. Yeah, it's not gonna trickle down to Spreaker. And so your whatever audience you have on that website is not going to be up to date because you don't control that. That's bad. So if you're thinking of importing this into Spreaker, number one, there are a couple of things to think about. Number one is your brand. Now, I know some people roll their eyes when they hear about branding and podcasting, but there is a certain first impression that you make with a podcast. And one of them is your ID3 tags, the things that show up when people hit play. This is the title of your show. It'll show, like mine, you'll see where it says the morning announcements, David Jackson, and then the title of the show, which is probably going to be called Thinning the Herd, right? That is your brand and a little image. And when somebody takes your brand and basically just smears, you know, manure all over it, I generally don't like that. Because I've put a lot of time and effort into my brand. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know I'm a musician on and off, basically, the last couple of years. But the last band I was in, it was kind of an ego boost, but it was something that I went, this is what I do. And when I play the guitar, this sounds completely hokey. My stage name is Jammin' Dave Jackson, JD to my friends. And, so I was playing with this new band. I'm playing in a bar I've never been at, and we're playing classic rock. You know, who doesn't want to hear Two Tickets to Paradise just one more time? And the bass player announces that, hey, tonight on guitar, we got a new guitar player, Jammin' Dave Jackson. And I hear this voice say, what? That can't be. If that's the real Jammin' Dave, I'm sticking around. And I turn around, and it's this guy named Jerry. Now, Jerry is a guy that I played in a blues/swing band for years, and Jerry would come to every show, for lack of a better phrase, one of my biggest fans, just loves the way I play the guitar, super nice guy, and sure enough, there he was, an hour away from Akron, Ohio, in some weird kind of hole-in-the-wall bar, and he says, wow, and so here, my brand, quote, can you do little air quotes for me, my brand of Jammin' Dave in this case, meant something to this guy. And that's why in the past I've auditioned for a number of new bands to be in. I'm going to do probably some of that in 2014. My wife loves to come out and dance. So she really wants me to get back in a band, but I don't just join any band. I want somebody that I can be proud of and tell my friends, come listen to this band. We're really, really good, because there are a lot of bands out there that, well, aren't. And I realize this makes me sound a bit egotistical, but I can hold my own on a guitar, and I just don't want to join any other band because I want that brand of Jammin' Dave Jackson to stand for something. And so likewise with your podcast, you know, when I put my name, Dave Jackson, on something, when it says School of Podcasting, and in this case, the one I was playing with was a podcast called Building a Better Dave. Yeah. I don't want it looking horrible. So one of the things you can do to somewhat eliminate the pain here, and it is a pain in the butt, is go over to Spreaker. That's Spreaker. And when you have a new episode show up, so you have to do this every time you put out a new episode, go into edit and say, do not allow people to download this. so that they can only stream it on their website. Now, I was surprised. I actually had like 20 or 30 people listen on their website, and that particular show doesn't get a whole lot of downloads anyway. So it did increase my audience, but I just don't want people downloading it. And I'm not really crazy about the fact that my RSS feed is not on their website. So I call foul. I call, ick on this. And it's just not a good thing. So think twice before doing this, because they're going to mess with your brand and potentially hijack your audience. Because how are you going to alert your audience that you've moved, or if there's anything that you want to control, you are giving your control of your feed. So again, if you're a radio station, you're giving control of your frequency to someone else, and that's your most prized possession. So be very, very careful when you hear about Spreaker and, hey, you can import your shows in there with just a few clicks. Yes, you can. And for me, it's a bad, bad idea. And shame on them for stealing feeds, because it would be very easy just to point people to my feed, point people to my media. It's in the feed. Don't update it. Don't steal it. And for God's sake, don't wipe out my ID3 tags. That's ridiculous. Some other news in the podcast land, the podosphere, is Stitcher. Now, I've talked about them in the past. I switched to using Stitcher as my podcast app just as a test, and I'm loving it. I said it last week, I think it was, that I love the fact that when I send a tweet from my phone, it actually says, hey, listen to this episode, and it goes right to that episode. And this is a company that keeps doing innovations of their platform. And so one of the things that they have, like over this year, they added the Stitcher list, which is kind of a top 10 list of podcasts. And again, it's a lot of the same old, Joe Rogan, Freakonomics, Mark Maron, things like that. Now, for the record, it is possible to, I'm currently number 95 with my Logical Weight Loss podcast in the lifestyle and health section. So it is possible for an indie to get in there and get on their list. So that was kind of cool. They've added the ability to add reviews, which again is kind of an iTunes ripoff, but why not? A way to, they have a great discovery engine in their service. And now what they've done is they've made it easy. And again, this is what we love. In the same way that Spreaker is stealing your RSS feed, Stitcher has done the direct opposite. And this is where I go, this company gets it. You can go in, if you go over to Stitcher, at the bottom, it'll say, I believe it's Partner Portal. And that'll take you to a link, and you just say, yeah, Partner Sign Up. And then you can go into your Partner Portal. And you just give them your RSS feed. Now, for me, I recommend people use PowerPress. There are other ways to do it. If you're using Libsyn, you could submit their feed. I recommend using PowerPress. And just the thing with that, I realize my buddy Rob Walsh from Libsyn has been kind of saying, no, just use the Libsyn feed. Here's the thing. With WordPress, if you add a ton of plugins to your website, you're adding more and more chances for a feed to go squirrely. So I just say, check your feed all the time. And Rob's point of view, which he has a good point, is, go for the simple route. My whole thing is then you need to have your show notes on Libsyn as well. It's just double the work. And there are all sorts of ways around that. We'll talk about that maybe in the future. But for right now, I use my feed from PowerPress. And you just put that in there and you give it the name of the show. Also, if you have a Twitter handle, like mine is Learn to Podcast. So if you find me on Twitter, I'm at Learn to Podcast. Put that in there. If somebody actually tweets about your show, they'll copy you on it. It's kind of cool that way. So, but what they've done is you can now, once your show is listed, let's say for some reason you do change, maybe you change your website name, you do something that you're going to update and change. If we go back again to frequency, we change the RSS feed. You can now just update that in Stitcher. It used to be you had to email support, things like that. You can now do that. They're giving you the freedom. They're giving you complete control. So one company, Spreaker, taking away and stealing control that you have no control over, Stitcher doing the direct opposite. And that's why I really am into this particular platform. and I like it. Now, I know some people like my buddy Ray Ortega from podcastersstudio.com and podcastersroundtable.com. He's not a fan because they do make your file mono and they make it ready for streaming. So as much as I say I hate people that mess with my format, okay, they do mess with your format on Stitcher. They don't mess with your ID3 tags, which is cool. And so, you know, yeah, strike one, but at least they don't, you know, depending on who you talk to, they make it, I believe it's 64, might be 32. But to me, I don't mind it. So, but in most cases, you're not downloading the show, but they do have that option as well. That's something else they brought in. So the one thing I did want to point out here, so that's new, that now in Stitcher, you can go in and you can update your RSS feed. So they're giving the podcaster more control. And the thing I really like about Stitcher is I can listen on my phone, be listening to a show, turn it off. They have apps now to where you can listen right in a browser. So if you're on your, you know, at home on your PC, you can just dial up Stitcher, click on listen, log into your account, and there's your favorite shows. There's your channels, things like that. And the thing I hated was you can listen at a faster pace, you know, 1.5 times the speed, 2x, things like that, on the phone app or on the iPad app or whatever. You couldn't do that on the web-based version. So I emailed Stitcher and super quick got an answer. If you use the number keys on the top of your keyboard, you can actually go up to 3x, which is pretty much unlistenable. And you could also use the space bar as a pause button. So that was my one complaint. I was like, oh, I love this. And the fact that there are still a few shows that aren't on Stitcher. I know Mark Gunger is not on Stitcher. That was a guy I used to listen to. So I actually still have him in the podcast app that I listen to. And he actually has his own app. I might just download that to get Mark Gunger. But those are some things that going on with Stitcher and some great ways to listen to podcasts. Next up, a little podcast promotion tip. I know, speaking of Rob Walsh from Libsyn, I know on his show Podcast 411, which you can find at Podcast 411, he has always put the name of the episode in the title of your MP3 file, so that shows up when people listen to it. And he always put his call-in number at the end. And today I was listening to Ryan K. Parker has a show called The Food Craftsman. And I noticed he did the same thing. Put, you know, call in here to leave a comment and he had his number. Like I might put, you know, this week's episode is called Thinning the Herd. It might say something like call in and comment at 888-563-3228. And depending on what you're listening to this on, be it Windows Media Player, be it iTunes Player, be it your phone, whatever, that might show up. And in some cases, it might actually scroll. Now, I may not want to put that in the actual title on the website, although I might think about it. If the idea here is to get more engagement with your audience, but on the actual audio file or video file, if you're a video person, you can actually put your phone number at the end and that might engage people. Cause especially, Rob said recently that 60% of downloads are going to mobile items. And so if that's a phone, they're right there. They could actually call your number and engage with you and your podcast. So just a quick little tip there that might initiate some more communication between you and your audience. All right, next up, I'm going to play a clip. One of the things that I really worry about with, I started a show on Saturday mornings, just to play in the live kind of broadcasting area. And, I do a show called Ask the Podcast Coach. So if you ever want free podcast consulting, join me Saturday live. And it's the same number, 888-563-3228. That just goes right into the studio where we're taking phone calls. And it's actually getting a lot of fun. A lot of people are calling in now. We got a lot of audience going every Saturday, schoolofpodcasting.com/live. And we had a great segment and I'm going to replay it. And I worry about this because I know there are people that listen to that show that probably listen to this one, so this is going to be a bit of a repeat. And I do my best to not do that. But in it, we're talking about if you're doing interviews. And my host, Jim Collison from theaverageguy.tv, had a great point about, if you think about this, every TV show, if you think Jay Leno, David Letterman, Conan, all those guys that do talk shows, They all do pre-interviews to make sure that the guest knows what's expected so that the host knows kind of what you're going to talk about, things like that. And if you think about this, most of us just call that person and set things up. Maybe there's an email exchange. Yeah, we're going to talk about this and that. Maybe you send them questions. Maybe you don't. But the final, you know, it's time to do it. And you call the person and maybe there's a technical issue. Maybe you can't hear them. Maybe they don't understand Skype. Maybe they don't understand Google Hangouts. Maybe you're calling them on a cell phone and it sounds horrible. Why not do what, for lack of a better phrase, the big boys do and do a pre-call to make sure that they're set, to make sure they understand how to tie into Skype, to tie into Google Hangouts, if that's what you're using, to understand that when you call them on their phone from Skype, it's going to look a little weird on the caller ID, and to make sure it sounds okay, to make sure they understand that you know, they need to be in a quiet room if they can, and things like that, and to get them used to being on the podcast and they understand what to expect. And so here is a little clip on this and some other things that Jim is talking about when he does for his guests.
There was some, Dave, there was some banter going on around guests. Just as we get back to that, one of the things I created for my guests early on was a guest guide that I put out on my site. So if you go out to theaverageguy.tv/guest, whenever I have a new guest on, I just send them that link and say, hey, here's all the, and listen, I can't take credit for this. So Mike Howard, who is from jpegtoraw.com, really good photography podcast over there. He and I collaborate a lot. And so this was a collaboration between the two of us to put together this guest guide. So this, another great way you should prep your guests, give them some information, really set them up for success. You know, a way of, when we do the Gallup podcast, we do a week before or as close as we can to a pre-call. And that's not, you know, that's not a bad idea to call them one time before you have them on to make sure all their equipment works. And generally, I like to do it not on the night of the interview or the day of the interview, right? Yeah. You don't want your pre-call to be an hour before. Because if you have tech problems, then everybody gets flustered.
Yeah.
You know, you're flustered, they're flustered. They're not going to be their best, right? So get them a couple days ahead of time. Get them on a call. Say, hey, look, this is not live. There's nobody listening. We're not even recording, right? This is just you and me talking. And that really settles the guests down and gives them the opportunity to be their best. And then you walk through the various, you know, here's how Skype is going to work. Here's how Google Hangouts going to work, whatever, however you're deciding to do it. And it really sets your guests up best. Now, you don't want to do it too early because non-tech savvy guests will forget. So just, you know, somewhere between 7 to 3 days before the show has been my sweet spot. You know, send them the guide early, set some stuff up. And the other thing, I think if you really want good audio, the other thing we do at Gallup that I don't really do for my shows because my guests are generally very tech savvy and so they have this stuff, but we actually ship them out a microphone. So we bought I bought 10 of those ATR 2100s.
Cool.
We've shipped a couple to Singapore. I have one in Australia. And we've shipped all over the country here. We have some extra ones we just keep. And when we set up a guest about 3 weeks ahead of time, we throw that microphone in a box and ship it. Cost, I don't know, $5 or $6 maybe to get it there. And then with a return label and say, hey, plug this thing in. And Dave, you know, these ATR 2100s are just drop dead simple.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Plug it in, plug it into the PC or Mac. It recognizes it. No drivers needed. It shows all they got to do is switch their audio input in Skype or whatever, and they're in. And yeah. it's a great sounding mic. And hey, if it breaks, it's $40.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so it's just a win-win. So if you're thinking about doing a podcast and you really, really, really want your guests to have good audio quality, think about this idea of rotating the mic around. Is it worth it to you to spend the $10 or $15 in shipping round trip to send that thing out and send it back? Might not be a bad idea to get the best quality possible.
All right. This will be the last, one of the last topics for the year. As this is coming out on the 23rd, next week we have the big, what I'm going to call them, the School of Podcasting Awards in a way, right? The My Favorite Podcast Ever episode is out next week. Get yours in. But right now, I'm thinking about 2014. And I want you to think about 2014 and the old saying and a great bumper sticker, right? Planning is key, right? And they say failure to plan is planning to fail. And the great Gretzky, the hockey player, said his key to his success was skiing to where the puck is going to be. Not where it is, because by the time you skate to where the puck is, it's gone. But instead, you want to skate to where the puck is going to be. So I had to think about, where do I want to be in 2014? And I looked at what I did well, and I looked at what could be improved. And I had a lot of people this year email me that said, Dave, I love your podcast. And for anyone who has done that, anyone who has wrote a review in iTunes, I'm humbled. I am deeply appreciative, and it makes me warm and tingly. My wife will tell you, I do not accept compliments well, but I do appreciate those. That's me. I'm a teacher. I like the fact that I'm helping you. But one of the reasons I think my podcast improved this year is about June, maybe March, I started researching content on storytelling, and I wanted to be able to answer the question, what makes good content? What pulls people in? What gets people talking about your content? And I think that will be a never-ending research. And that's where I started things like Because of My Podcast, to see the success people are having. And if you, by the way, again, I don't have one for next week, so send those in. And I'm always looking at people that are successful and then looking at why they're successful. Let's reverse engineer that a bit. And so as I looked at 2013, one of the other things I did was I signed up for other membership sites. One that I like is Michael Hyatt's Platform University. And there are other ones that I signed up for. In fact, as I was doing kind of some research to talk about this right now, I signed up for 5 different things this year. And some of them not so cheap. Now, some of them I got involved with. They were kind of one-off fees, but they were courses because there was a big, huge sale. The anniversary sale. Buy now and get these Super Jumbo Deluxe Jumbo Knives. And so I bit down hard. Because we're a society of shiny things. Ooh, look, it's the yellow iPod. Gotta have it. It's new and improved. And we chomp at the bit. And it dawned on me that of those 5 things, there's one I really like, and that's Platform University. And really, here's the one interesting thing. There's a great feature over there that I know I would like, where Michael goes in and critiques somebody's website. And there's probably 6 or 7 of those on the website. I haven't looked at a single one. Why? Because of the noise in my life. And for the record, I went through about 80% of, I think it's iVideo Hero, which is how to make videos with your phone. There's one that I just signed up for. I'm going to give him 1 more month, but I'm just getting a whole lot of nothing. Love the guy. He's phenomenal, huge integrity. He's a hero of mine. His content is not designed for me, is the only thing I can think of. I'm just not his target audience. And so let's use the analogy of a noise gate. Now, there are noise gates. They're actually built into Audacity, which is free. Most software have these. And let's say you do an interview with somebody and they have the fan in the background. So it's just going... and you hear them talking, and then you're right. You can actually say, hey, Mr. Noise Gate, listen to that. And it says, okay, I'm listening. And what does it hear? And then you say, okay, got that sound? And it's like, got it. Okay, now go through my whole sound. And when you hear that, take it out. And you end up with just people talking. Now you can overdo it with that, by the way. And you end up with your guests sounding like they're underwater. And so when people call in 888-563-3228, you know, that phone line is going to sound like a phone. And if you overdo it, it'll sound like they're underwater. But it's time in 2014. This is what I'm doing. And I'm just saying, so far, I think this is a good idea. And maybe you think so too. Maybe we should have a discussion about it. Is I'm looking at every newsletter. I'm looking at every podcast I'm subscribed to. I'm looking at every blog that I'm subscribed to. I was amazed the other day. I have a huge number of blogs that I'm subscribed to about podcasting. And I looked at one day's stream from that and I went, this is all crap. I'm not interested in any of this. So I'm going to go through and look at where they're coming from and going, you know what? You are adding no value to my life. See you, bye. I need to take out the noise so I can focus, right? The old expression, I think it's Abraham Lincoln said, if you're going to chop down a tree, you got 6 hours, spend 4 hours sharpening your axe. And I want to sharpen my axe. I started this in 2013. I'm ready to get even sharper in 2014. So there are podcasts that I've listened to for years that I'm just looking at them now going, I've listened to the last six episodes, didn't really make me laugh, didn't give me anything I could do, didn't really just, I'm very, you ready for the official phrase for this? Meh. M-E-H. Meh. What do you think of their podcast? Meh. And it used to be great. Don't know what happened, but maybe they've gone through their A-list of guests and they're down to, you know, Uncle Biff or whatever. And I'm like, I don't really want to know about Uncle Biff's, you know, hemorrhoid. So thank you. And they're gone. It's time to take some of the noise out of our life so that we can figure out where I want to go. How am I going to get there? And then look at what you're doing. What are my other goals? So here are my goals. Here's some of the things I'm going to do in 2014. Number one, I'm going to gut the School of Podcasting. In looking at these other websites, I was like, wow, you know what? I'm very proud. I'm very proud of the School of Podcasting. Don't get me wrong. It's good. I'm very proud of the content there. It could be better. Not the content. Well, in some cases, the content, but the layout and the flow. So I'm like, I'm going to rebuild it from the ground up. Now, the School of Podcasting is still going to be open, but just so you know, I'm building on another wing and it's going to be cool because I've seen what's possible and I'm like, oh, I want me some of that. So that's coming in the future. I plan on talking with Daniel J. Lewis when we're in Vegas to say he just moved to a dedicated host. And if you know Daniel, like I know Daniel, that man did some research and he's going to save me a lot of time and just say, look, just go with these people. And I'll say, do you have an affiliate link? And I'll say, yes. And so why? Because I want my website to be as fast as possible. And right now there are times when the School of Podcasting, a little sluggish. I want my videos to be on Vimeo. Why? They're on Amazon S3 right now. I don't recommend them for a podcast host, but for a video host, you know what? A little sluggish. A little sluggish. I don't get that. And I noticed again that these other people that are making super professional, great looking, ease of use kind of thing. Yeah, they're using Vimeo. $200 a year. You know what? I'll do it. I'll do it for you because I want you to have the best podcast learning experience. I want the School of Podcasting to be the podcast learning solution. And you know what? So does John Lee Dumas. So does Cliff Ravenscraft. So does anybody, right? We all want to be the podcast authority. Who doesn't? But that's my goal. And so I have to think about, what am I doing? What am I using? Is this going to do it for me? If we take this to a weight loss analogy, what are you eating right now, Dave? I got to get under a certain weight. My body's telling me, look, dude, these knees weren't made for that kind of weight. Stop it. Put down the Twinkie. Back away from the Hostess cupcake, buddy. Knock it off, would you? Got to get that noise out of our life so we can focus where we want to be and how we're going to do it. And so when we stop spending hours looking at our stats, when we, you know, stop spending time reading blogs, watching cat videos, watching Dukes of Hazzard reruns, and we take that time and focus on making wow content that Michael Hyatt talks about in Platform, that people go, man, I heard this on a podcast. You won't believe this. Right? The No Agenda Show, which you can find at noagendashow.com, just went through this whole document about the NSA, you know, the people that spy on Americans. Yeah. And the media is saying, oh, this is a win for America because they're not going to have a centralized location for their database of where they've been snooping on us. Okay, well, realize journalists aren't journalists. They're just puppet heads reading off a teleprompter. The No Agenda show did this thing called journalism, and they read it. They read the document and said, oh, actually what they're going to do is people like Verizon and Google and all these other companies, they're just going to make it so that these people can tap directly into their systems and pull up that information live, which will save us a bunch of money because we won't have to have 8 billion servers to store all that information. But it's not that they're not snooping on us. They're just finding a more efficient way to do it. Wow. Didn't know that. Content. Took time to find it. Took time to read those documents. And they're providing value. Find it at noagendashow.com. Wow kind of content. You can't do that if you don't have time. And that's where we got to get the noise out of our life, figure out where you want to go, and then say, then reverse engineer it. All right, Dave, what do you want? I want the school podcasting to be awesome. Okay, great. Number one, let's put it on the best platform I can afford, okay? Going to do a complete, give it its own server. I don't want anybody to mess up the school podcasting. I want my own server. Great. Okay, great. Now, I want people to be able to log in and find the classes and go through the content easily. I want to have them sign up for a email list so that every day they can say, here's what you're working on today. Here's what you should do on week two, right? Boom. And nudge people through, because they always say knowledge is power. I believe that, but they forgot one key point. Knowledge is only power when you act upon it. You can tell me all you want, eat less, exercise more. It doesn't make me thinner by any means. Until I start eating less and exercising more. When I back away from the donut. Okay, now we're taking action. So I'm saying it's time to thin the herd. And sit back. If we go back to our analogy to wrap this up, the first part of a noise gate is to sit back, identify the noise, and listen to it, and evaluate it. And say, is there anything of value here? Because if there is, I'm going to keep what's of value. I'm going to remove the noise. And then once you identify the noise, you highlight your entire audio file and you say, find the noise, get rid of it. So if you want to make a better podcast, find the noise in your life. Find the things that are of value. And let's start off with what is of value. There's a great book called First Things First by Stephen Covey. And then we'll wrap this up because this is a great analogy. He went to a bunch of students and said, here, you have big rocks, you have gravel, and you have sand. Put these in the jar. And the people that put the sand in first couldn't fit anything else in because the sand took up all the room. But he put the big giant boulders in this jar. And he said, is it full? And they said, yes. And then he poured gravel in, and the gravel filled in around the boulders. And he said, is it filled now? And they said, oh, absolutely. You can't fit anything else in it. And he put the sand in, and then the sand filled in around the gravel, which filled in around the boulders. It's a great analogy. And it's an analogy for life. You need to put the first things first, and that's your family. Put your family first. And that's something, that's a goal of mine that I have done good at times and really, really horrible in others. Put your family first, then whatever, you know, maybe it's your job, then your podcast, and then your content and your listeners and all that. But if you want to have a happy life, get your priorities straight and turn off the TV. Would probably be my first thing, unless you're doing a podcast about TV. Get the noise out of your life, focus on where you want to be, and then reverse engineer how you're going to do it. Now I know where I want to go. You know, what am I going to do? So I said, I'm going to redo the school of podcasting from top to bottom in the membership area. I'm going to put it on a super duper fast server so people don't have to wait for it to load. I'm going to update my video service, and I'm going to make more systems to help people, guide them through the system. That's just some of them. And I've got a whole list of tutorials that I'm going to do. And it's all based on user feedback. So, and that's the other thing. When you get the noise out of your life, then you can focus on your listeners via Twitter, via email, via LinkedIn, whatever it is. And that's where, again, maybe you're trying to be everywhere, because that's what Pat Flynn said, be everywhere. So you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, yada, 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 this chat, that chat, everywhere a chat. And you're doing all of them poorly. Well, figure out which ones are you getting interaction on and maybe just focus on those. We always say podcast promotion is figure out who your audience is. And I'll put a link out in the show notes to an article by Ken MacArthur. You got to read this about identifying your audience. It's really, really cool. You know, figure out who your audience is, figure out where they are, and then go there. So maybe it doesn't do any good for me to do a bunch of stuff on Pinterest because there's nobody in my audience really on Pinterest. Maybe I sign up for Instagram and nobody's really sending me anything on that. Okay. Well, I don't like to do things poorly. So maybe I don't do Instagram. Why? Because I'm not doing it well. Who knows? Identify the noise and get it out of your life. So that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting.com. Now, again, I'm saying I'm going to redo the School of Podcasting. Doesn't mean that what I have right now is crap. I'm very proud of the School of Podcasting and I get a lot of compliments on it. I just want to make it better. It's that teacher in me. It's the constant improvement. And right now you can start a podcast. I've got two options for you. If you want self-by-self tutorials, go out to the School of Podcasting and click on sign up now. If you want a little more personalized, hands-on, interactive coaching, I have group coaching. Go to howtopodcast.com. We meet for 6 weeks every Saturday, 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. We record it so you can watch the recordings later. And at the end of 6 weeks, if you've done your homework, and yes, there will be homework, you'll have a podcast on iTunes. But you have to come to the table ready and have an idea of what you want to podcast about. So I'm going to leave it at that. Otherwise, I'll ramble on some more. I could talk about this all day. I just know, to me, I hope you found that last segment useful. Because sometimes we do just have to step back and think about where we want to go. Because there was a study once that people that made a plan, and then there were people like 10% of the people planned and 90% didn't. And they came back at their 20-year anniversary of their high school, and the people that had planned had completely outperformed the other 90% who didn't. So time to come up with a plan. And I would love to see your plan. I would love to help you with it. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want to talk to me, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. You can also hire me, one-on-one consulting. I do that as well. And we'll get you set for 2014. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next week with the now acclaimed My Favorite Podcast Ever episode, where we get to hear your favorite podcast. So if you don't have yours in yet, get them in quickly. And those are also going on schoolofpodcasting.fm. So you'll get, because we also want to hear about your podcast. We said we want to hear about your favorite podcast. Where is it? What's it about? And why you like it? But also, what is your podcast? What is it about? And where can we find it? So it's a little podcast promotion for you. And if you don't want 1,200 to 2,000 people to hear about your podcast, by all means, don't send it in. I'm just saying. Not bragging, just saying. If you're sitting there going, I want to grow my audience. Okay. You know, how do people hear about podcasts? They hear about them on other podcasts. Okay. It's one of the reasons why I'm doing this. The question is, knowledge is power when it's acted upon. Act upon it, get your homework in, and I want to hear what your favorite podcast is. Do it by the 29th of December, and you'll be on the show. All right, I'm rambling again. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, it's time to live a life worth podcasting about, and I hope to see you on the inside. Until next week, class is dismissed. Take care and God bless.